Begin the grind daf mesech this getting daf lamet ches begin on the base getting ches not begin the gemara no good for you like kaddish you can't say if someone's makdish ebet says rab that he goes free because he's obviously not sanctifying his body which Pesach like Rashi explains because generally mesbech but the gabay is you can't slaughter one mesbech he's not like a tile for the floor and lidmei lekamav and he didn't say it should be for his monetary value because the hayloi lemi should have said dmei avkulai the monetary value must have been something. So therefore, that's how we know that he's making him a free person, which Rashi then explains. And says, and you can't compare it to when someone sanctifies a non-kosher animal. The hasam over there, kimda like lemon avam kadosh kama. Since obviously it's not to say that making the animal into a Jewish person, a kachal may come there. Obviously, that's what he really means to say the monetary value. Even though he did not say it's monetary value, me. What he means is it should be holy to be sold. That's what he's saying. Over here, it's appropriate to say him a terminology of sanctity. We're not saying his monetary value, and therefore we're saying that's to make him a free person. That's what Rashi explains. Says Tosfos in Tanya, we're going to say, why doesn't the Gemara also tell us that to be holy for to being sold, that also loy kama? That we chose to say that why that also wasn't mentioned. That's something else, and you should have to address that. That maybe means that. You could take it to Pesach, but couldn't just be samach. Rashi shortly is going to explain that. Phil only came ahead. You know, even if he forget about that, that's maybe that's what it means. Even if he explicitly said that, she called the shlimacher. There should be holy to be sold. Even though there, that wouldn't be the case. And actually, yes, lechayes, you go out to be as a free person, as a Jewish person, because it's based on the principle of midhav amatvas tamim lebedik abayis. When someone goes takes unblemished animals, which is fit to be. Kachim Mizbech. And he says, no, he's doing it only for the Kedusha Betek Abayis. The halacha is the Ein Yoytim De Mizbech Loyal. No, it doesn't leave the Kedusha Mizbech. And that would be the same thing over here, that since it could be the halacha of a Kaddish in his Guf, to be a free person, you can't say that it means something inferior like Dumb. Just like you can't say if it could have Kedusha Mizbech, that should have Kedushas Betek Abayis, even if you explicitly say it. And Achil Amokei Ahi, therefore that's why the Gemara does not explain this halacha, the Inak Zborin, that Kegoin to Omar, Shei Kedushin L'Tmeim, that it should be holy for the monetary value, because again, it can't mean that. Now, meaning regarding this, that the Gizborin cannot go ahead and free him, where it's like, okay, maybe we can answer the Gemara's question, maybe it's like there's dumb because you can't even if you explicitly say it's not going to work. So the Gemara couldn't say to answer that question to say, oh, you know, maybe that's the case and that's why he's not going to go free. No, because that wouldn't work. Now, me a question about what's difficult is it says like this: if it's really true the way Rashi says, the reason why it doesn't work even explicitly say because we compare it to the halacha when you take an unblemished animal and you make it for betek abayis is, well, then take it the next step. Maybe you should say, you're right. Although the slave will go free. But still, tzarich lebedia, you should still have to redeem him, and beyiplo dumal bedik abayis, and at the monetary value, you should still have to go to bedik abayis, because kamei matvas tamim, that's actually halacha when you matvas tamim, unblemished animals bedik abayis, should they mock with tzarich mizbech, that although it goes to tzarich mizbech, it has to be sold, and has to have like some type of redemption, because you might see matvas it lebedik abayis, kamei mamnochet when tzarich like Moses mamnochet of gavav medav, kshei nifte when they redeemed, in nifte mizbech. You're right, it's only redeemed by the Mizbech, but Dom Hem Bedek Abayis, but monetary value goes to Bedek Abayis, because I'm a very common word above the Medal. Dava B Shahu Balaisa say, although he's violating negative prohibition, like the Torah says that don't, you know, it should go to the Mizbech and not to Bedek Abayis, Mashal Asasa, what he did is done. L'chor Mashma, now similarly it sounds like, the Lama Mekadosh Kama, when you're saying that, oh, he becomes a holy person, he becomes a free person, a Jew, the in relationship to the Melech, it sounds like you don't give a monetary value. The question is why? But in Rober, Micah Padach, what's the Gemara asking? Me'ach kol chedim. What's the question? Tahasim da amar v'loshen chedim. Well, there was a terminology of loshen chedim. Lo yishayich leima d'mahav am kadosh kama. There are this. Why would that? We would only say when you said the terminology of kedusha. We would say chedim. No, that would mean for dumb. So what's the Gemara's question? Oh, and moreover, ki mishanu, the Gemara answers, it's not difficult from the halach of chedim over there. Because dumb look, you said it should be monetary value. Behind you, and that is Lepirish, according to Rashi's interpretation, meaning the Hama that he says, he said explicitly, the monetary value of my slave and my mitzvah should be on me. That if you sanctify them for their monetary value, they go out free. So, if that's the case, my area, then why are you saying specifically his slaves and his maidservants, even if his friend also, if you're saying explicitly, So what's anything you could say that I want to give them unfair value to Hekdesh. What's up to his own slave? Why are you saying specifically a non-Jewish? That would be the same Allah. So rather, Benir Lefarish, the Torah wants to give a different shot in what does it mean, Gufa Lekadosh. Gufa Lekadosh, Pidush, what it means to say is, the Asr Bahana, to become forbidden to benefit, Kamoi Behemet Tzmeya, like a non-kosher animal, Shemoyelimba, that there is Me'il on it. So this slave will also be Kaddish, meaning that becomes forbidden to the person. Pchin Bekarka, some shows regarding property, Mokam and Chulya, that if you rip out a piece of the ground, Afilim Mechubah, even when something connected, Isur Miya Ikka, there's still Isur that's what the halacha is. The Gemara is saying, well, Gufa LeKadosh, you can't say that his body is going to be Kaddish to make forbidden Bahana, like we have Beitamei, and like you have a Mechubah. And Litmei LeKamar, and he didn't say LeDamim, meaning She Gufa Kaddish LeMacher. What does it mean, the dummy didn't say? He didn't say that his body should be holy to be sold. So therefore, that's why it must mean that he's going a free person, because when we're saying Gufa LeKadosh, not like Rashi says, not Roy from his Becha by the Gabayas, no, it means to say that to become forbidden to have Anah, like by Mitzmeya. And he didn't say Ladamim, to say that it should be Kadosh LeMacher. Ah, Master Park Shopper, now it makes sense what the Gemara is asking, because Chayrim, from that Halacha, the Mitzvah Sabahin Kedusha, we find that Kedusha takes effect on him li'asa b'hanna, to become forbidden hanna, come in machim shana chasim, like when you make a cheirim on oven b'chasim. So how can you say that the Eved cannot have Kedusha in his goof regarding this halacha of isa b'hanna? Shani Gmar answers, no, that's the amal d'mei. That's what he says for his damim. She'i l'mocha, that it should be sold. And we're not talking about where he makes the hektish in the terminology of chayr to then be a difficulty and show like, oh, that you could make his body asbana. No, it's talking about where he said it ledamim. So that's not a difficulty. And so it says the hashem nicha. Now it also makes sense. The davka of the b'shev chazuk inam. That's why it's specifically regarding his slaves and his maidservants that were non-Jewish, because that's what he has rights to go. He's being makdishit limacher, which is only if he has rights in it. Uparach. And the Gemara asks, Idach Nami, the other one also, the Amalad Mei, what are you going to say over there? So the Gemara answers, no, if that's the case, Gizbogim Mei Abaditayu, what do the treasurers have to do over here? Meaning, to the Isa Shehikdisha Ledamav Hu Yifdano. Because the one who is Makdash, if it's monetary value, he should redeem it, and it should be his. So what does that have to do with the Gizbur? So therefore, obviously, that this price holds, that the Kedusha, it takes effect on the Gufa Eved, like it does by payment. Man, that's what saying, that's obviously not like Rav. The treasurer has no permission to let him go free. Find a similar Yisoyg by the orphans. The Eina Betrapas and Rishon Lahitzi Yisoyg Lachayrus, and not let him go free. They could sell them. And same thing over here, the Gizbar could also sell them. And there, it's in the hand of time of the Asr, Dev Shikhar. What's the problem? Why could he sell them both cases that you can't free him? Because the Savi, that they're going to think, the Komazazi ben Nixi Yisai Mehektish, because it's like degrading, the caretaker, the Apotropos, the Gizbar. It's like you're being callous, you know, you're degrading the state of the orphans or Hektish. Derech Mechira, because you might like be doing it like without the fair price. Of Derech Mechira, but in the way of a sale, you have to call Amashem Echon, everyone knows, okay, you're selling, but it's going to be, it's right price, and then it's not going to be degrading Hektish or regarding the Nechasim of these things.